Strange Adventure.
Pinecrest was a pretty little village nestled among the tall trees that overlooked the rugged coastline. This colony of artists, writers, and people of the theatrical world made an ideal vacation spot. And as Inspector Jonathan Hawke stepped into the local drugstore, he decided to ask the whereabouts of a place of lodging. The old druggist tried hard to be helpful.
Well, there are no hotels here. Most of the people that come up for a short stay get rooms in the private homes.
I see. Do you know of anyone that might put me up for a couple of days?
Yes, there's an artist fellow that might have a room. His name is Casimir. I'll give you his address.
Thank you.
The druggist was scribbling an address when a small man rushed into the store and hurried to the telephone booth. At a glance, both men knew there was something wrong.
That's Mr. Casimir now. What's wrong? Can I help you, son?
Oh, it's Ida. She's dead. I must call the police.
A few minutes later, Jonathan Hawke and Lester Myers, the village police chief, followed Mr. Casimir along the trail that led to a small clearing. In the failing light, the men could see the huddled form of a woman. Blood on the dainty sandals in the bottom of the flowing silken robe and the jagged bullet wound in her chest testified to the tragic death of the beautiful woman. The inspector turned to the police chief.
Just who was this Ida?
She was a Hindu dancer, one of the characters you come here every season. She gave performances and lectures on Brahmin religion and Oriental dances all over the country.
Jonathan Hawke then questioned the artist.
Did you know her very well, Mr. Casimir?
No, she was my model for two paintings, and she told me many things.
Such as?
She had been deeply hurt in a love affair. Every evening she came out here alone, where she did what she called the dance of death.
Inspector Hawke was trying to piece the story together.
Did she know you were watching her this evening?
No, I watched her from the edge of the clearing. At the end of her dance, she kneeled down, facing the sunset, and seemed to pray. The next instant, I heard a shot and saw Zida fall forward.
Then you rushed to the village drugstore to call the police, is that right?
Yes, that's right, sir.
Did you touch the body at all?
No, I've told you everything that happened.
Not quite everything. It was a fantastic story, Mr. Casimir, and one that incriminates you for murder.
The village police chief stood guard over the prisoner as Jonathan Hawke explained the evidence.
You remember, Chief, that we noted the blood on the sandals and on the bottom of the robe.
Myers nodded.
Mr. Casimir told us that the dancer was kneeling when she shot herself. Well, if that had been so, there would not have been any blood on her sandals nor on the bottom of the robe.
The artist, his spirit broken as easily as his alibi, finally confessed to the murder of the woman who had spurned his attentions. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to another tale of
Strange Adventures.